don't we have a just a sit on the edge of your seat sort of a thing? Keep your back in good singing posture. Relax the shoulders and just take a breath in and go. And exhale. Good. Do that again. Breathe in. And out. Good. What I like is that I don't see this. But the tension in the shoulders, that's nice. Good relaxed breath in. I like to see. Y'all got a good view of my gut? That's where you're putting that air, right? Relaxing the diaphragm, just letting the air naturally come into our bellows. Try one more time. In. And sigh out.
Oh.
Excellent. This time, we're going to breathe in, and then we're going to hiss out. And I want energy. I want lots of air behind it, okay? We're going to go for 8 counts, and by the time we get to the end of 8, we should have expired and used all the breath. Okay, try it. Breathe in, here we go. And out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Use it all. 6, 7, 8. Did you use it all?
Yeah.
If you didn't use it all, you either need to use that muscle to be pushing more air out, or maybe conversely, you took too much air to begin with. What happens if we have a very short phrase of music, but we take this kind of breath? Look at all this tension that you had to hold back. That's not going to give you good singing. So we need to start patterning our breath after what's coming next. If it's a long phrase, you'll need a lot of air. But if it's a short, little, easy phrase or something that is pianissimo, doesn't take a lot of air, you don't need to gasp as much. Because then what are you doing with your muscles? You're actually working to not allow air to come out. You're working actually against yourself. So instead, think about how much breath you need for the 8 counts. Here we go. Breathe in and out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And hopefully it's all used. Try it one more time. If you need to take a little less breath, try that. Or if you felt like, ooh, I was running out, take a little more. Here we go, breathe in. How are we doing? Feeling better? Good. Let's put a little pitch with that now. Okay? We're still going to breathe in. And it's going to be... Still 8 counts, okay? But we're actually putting pitch with it this time on a nice, good, bright, smiley E sound. 1, 2, ready, and go. Good. Hopefully, you were about comfortable with where you ended in terms of breath. You weren't having to hold a lot back. Adjust if you need to. Try it again. Ready? Interesting things that were different between the first time we did it and the second time. The second time, we didn't flat on the third pitch as much as the first time. We were more in tune with that. Also, we didn't have this sort of a sound. Which is, okay, I may have been doing too much down here or I had too much air. Again, and sing. Good. I used the podium up here is because before I was having to direct up here so that everyone could see. But what happens when a conductor directs up here? What kind of sound do we get? Okay? So instead, I like to relax, direct down here, because that's the kind of sound we want. Okay, 1, 2, again. Try to see if your pitch can emulate what I'm doing with the hands. Ready? Again. Excellent. And now let's start half step lower. 2. Again. That's the best we've sung in tune. We haven't flatted by the time we got to the end. That's nice. Again. Please, bass, baritone, lead, tenor. Ooh, ready, sing. So, we went from a 4-3 suspension, basically, is what we had here. So tenor started there, they went to the 4-3 suspension, and they made it a minor chord. Then, everyone else moving a half step should have given us a major chord. We didn't quite do so well on that. Let's try that again. Ooh, one, two, ooh, and sing. Brighter and faster. Good chord ring here. One, see. You see this? You see. One, two, again. Amazing! Okay, just for the heck of it, sing it like this. Okay, here we go. Excellent. I think we got some ideas of where we're going.